One of the things that we grow used to here in Pinedale is a frosty morning. In fact, just as springtime kicks in, most people turn on their lawn sprinklers. And when they do, a lot of times they'll do it overnight and forget. And just yesterday, it was 14 degrees. And everybody woke up to a frosty morning. Grass that was green, but it was little blades of ice. Trees that were totally encrusted with ice. And as you look at that, to see the multitude of colors come through, the beautifulness of God's nature before you.
Thank you, Lord, for the frosty trees, for the ice crystals and the chilly breeze. Thank you for this morning sun that you form to shine on everyone. Thank you for this life you provide. Thank you for being at my side. Thank you for each lovely gift. My praise this morning to you I lift. You, O God, are everything to me. Your love will last eternally. Thank you for the trials you send. I know your mercy will not end. Thank you for each fiery dart that softened my hardened heart. Thank you for your guiding hand, for fitting me for glory land. You know me, Lord, and what I need. You till the soil, you plant the seed. You fashion me to be like you, and everything that you do is true. Thank you, Lord, for the frosty trees, for the ice crystals and the chilly breeze. Thank you for the morning sun you form to shine on everyone.
I have an author that I've read before, and I get a kick out of him, because he's a heathen, as we would say, and yet he has discovered one thing that he likes. He gets up early in the morning before man is awake in the dark, and he says he can sense that it's so much more peaceful and quiet because the world hasn't woke up. Do you get up early and pray? Do you get up and talk to the Lord? Do you share your morning with the Lord over your cup of coffee and your Bible? Or do you wait till the alarm goes off and at the very last second jump out of bed and run off? Tomorrow, get up early. Before the sun has come up, before the world can disturb you, before the phone can ring, open your Bible. Study the Word and talk to God, and you'll be amazed what you can hear when it's quiet, what you can hear when the world has not yet woke up.